the text, the sadhana of the inseparability of the spiritual master and Avalokiteshvara. While everyone's getting organized, there's a very nice translator's note at the beginning of this practice. I thought I could just read out a little bit while we get settled. Throughout history, man has complained of the degeneration of his times. The present day is no exception. People, rich or poor, powerful or weak, suffer from one form of misery or another. Whether they attempt to confront this reality or withdraw and isolate themselves from it, the suffering of mankind remains. Although war, poverty, disease, and mental dissatisfaction continue to plague the world, an individual should never blame others for such problems. The true object of blame for all misfortune is the self-cherishing attitude of those who are directly involved in such confusion. This self-cherishing attitude narrows an individual's outlook to his own likes and dislikes, and is the motivating force behind the continued creation of his unhappiness. All beings wish to be happy and free from misery. Although scientific development, modern weapons, and abundant material progress may alleviate the temporary effects of dissatisfaction, such external means can never totally eradicate its fundamental cause. The true solution is to cultivate deep human compassion, love, and respect for others. Whether a person is Buddhist or Christian, a follower of a specific religion, or simply a believer in non-violence and morality, good human qualities such as kindness, generosity, humility, and compassion are preferred by all. By cultivating such altruistic and beneficial attitudes, the cause of suffering, self-cherishing, will gradually diminish, and this in turn will promote unity and harmony among human beings of all nations. So, you know, this was written in 1975 and it's still completely relevant. Although compassion is cultivated in one's own mind, the embodiment of it is the deity known as Avalokiteshvara, Chenrezig. The various aspects that are visualized in meditation practices and represented in images and paintings are merely the interpretive forms of Avalokiteshvara, whereas the actual definitive form is compassion itself. However, the interpretive form is not restricted to meditational deities but can appear in human form. The Dalai Lamas of Tibet have been recognized as true human manifestations of Avalokiteshvara. Through his deep compassion, he's shown himself in a manner to which one can easily relate. And it's fortunate that there is an opportunity to practice this prayer and method for accomplishment written by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama himself. So this sadhana was composed by His Holiness when he was 19 years of age, and first printed in 1954. So what an extraordinary text. It's really rare to have a text like this, to have someone compose a text like this, but it was because through the continued urging of everybody. So His Holiness wrote at the introduction, "To Avalokiteshvara, my spiritual master, the moon-like essence of the Buddha's vast compassion, and the radiant white nectar of their all-inspiring strength, I pay my deep respect. I shall now disseminate to all other beings the standard practice of this profound yoga." So starting on the beginning with the preliminaries, the refuge formula. We're here for all sentient beings in all six realms, in all the worlds, in all the universe. In particular, we're here because it's Easter, and this is generally a time for spiritual practice in the Christian tradition, but it's also a time now of kind of quite confronting for many human beings stuck at home with the bare face of their innate mind, and it's an incredible opportunity for all those on a spiritual path to really have sincere practice. So we have such a close connection with all the human beings in the world. So we think in particular in this time of the coronavirus that we're doing this practice for all of them, that we're the designated practitioners. we have this opportunity, and the welfare of everybody is our responsibility. Even the fact that we're at home means we're contributing to their health and long life. And while we're doing that, then we can be contributing to bringing them all to enlightenment. So thinking of all those sentient beings, the human beings, but also all the other animals and all the other creatures. Shakyamuni Buddha in the space in front, surrounded by all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dharma protectors, Dakas, Dakinis, all of one's holy gurus, a great multitude of enlightened beings, like clouds of enlightened beings filling the horizon. And when we take refuge, then remembering that it's a Mahayana refuge, we're doing this, we're taking refuge on behalf of others. So we recite the Sanskrit, then the English. Namo Gurave Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Guruvye Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya. In the spiritual masters, I take refuge. In the awakened one, I take refuge. In his truth, I take refuge. In the spiritual beings, I take refuge. Generation of the enlightened motive. In the Supreme Awakened One, His truth and the spiritual community, I take refuge until becoming enlightened by the merit from practicing, giving, and other perfections. May I accomplish full awakening for the benefit of all. In the Supreme Awakened One, His truth and the spiritual community, I take refuge until becoming enlightened by the merit from practicing, giving, and other perfections. May I accomplish full awakening for the benefit of all. In the Supreme Awakened One, His truth and the spiritual community, I take refuge until becoming enlightened by the merit from practicing, giving, and other perfections. May I accomplish full awakening for the benefit of all. And reciting the four immeasurables, making sure that the meaning blends very well with our mind stream. May all sentient beings possess happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be parted from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be parted from the happiness that has no suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity without attachment or aversion for near or far. May all sentient beings possess happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be parted from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be parted from the happiness that has no suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity without attachment or aversion for near or far. May all sentient beings possess happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be parted from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings never be parted from the happiness that has no suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity without attachment or aversion for near or far. the purification. May the surface of the earth in every direction be stainless and pure, without roughness or fault, as smooth as the palm of a child's soft hand, and as naturally polished as lapis lazuli. May the material offerings of gods and of men, both those set before me and those visualized, like a cloud of the peerless offerings of Samanta Bhadra, pervade and encompass the vastness of space. So here's the designated offering on your behalf, in a beautiful bowl, all fluffy. It's actually eucalyptus lollies, quite fitting at this time. So the offering, Cloud Dharani. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadana Tathagataya Arahata Samyaksam Buddhaya Tayata Om Vajravajra Mahavajra Mahatejavajra Mahavijavajra Mahabodhicittavajra Mahabodhimandapasam Kramanavajra Savakama Avarana Vishajana Vajraswaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramajana Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Sayata Om Vajravajra Mahavajra Mahatejavajra Mahavijavajra Mahabodhicittavajra Mahabodhimandapasam Kramanavajra Savakama Avarana Vishajana Vajraswaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramajana Tathagataya Arahate Samyaksam Buddhaya Sayata Om Vajravajra Mahavajra Mahatejavajra Mahavijavajra Mahabodhicittavajra Mahabodhimandapasam Kramanavajra Savakama Avarana Vishajana Vajraswaha. By the force of the truth of the three jewels of refuge, by the firm inspiration from all bodhisattvas and buddhas, by the power of the buddhas who have fully completed their collections of both good merit and insight, by the might of the void inconceivable and pure, may all of these offerings be hereby transformed into their actual nature of voidness. So for the visualization, we'll read each paragraph together, and then let's just have a little pause, and I'll read some of the notes from the back because they really flesh out the meaning of the visualization. The first paragraph. In the space of the Dharmakaya of great spontaneous bliss, in the midst of billowing clouds of magnificent offerings, upon a sparkling jeweled throne supported by eight snow lions, on a seat composed of a lotus in bloom, the sun and the moon, sits Supreme Exalted Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of compassion, assuming the form of a monk wearing saffron-coloured robes. So the Dharmakaya, the truth body of a fully enlightened being, the final accomplishment of all practices. The Dharmakaya results from accumulation of meditational insight. The four of the eight snow lions look upwards, providing protection from interferences from above, and four gaze downwards, protecting from those below. The lotus seat, rising through the mire of a swamp, symbolizes the purity of the bodhisattva who rises above the bonds of cyclic existence, uncontaminated by the confusion of the world. The moon symbolizes the conventional enlightened motivation of bodhicitta, the altruistic aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the sake of others. And the sun symbolizes the ultimate wisdom of bodhicitta, the direct cognition of voidness, the true mode of existence. The second paragraph. O my Vajradhara Master, kind in all three ways, holy Losang Tenzin Gyatso, endowed with a glowing fair complexion and a radiant smiling face, your right hand and your heart in a gesture expounding Dharma holds the stem of one white lotus that supports a book and a sword. Your left hand resting in meditative pose holds a thousand-spoked wheel. You are clothed in the three saffron robes of a monk and are crowned with the pointed golden hat of a pandit. So the Vajradhara Master is a name given to a tantric master, indicating that he is considered inseparable from Buddha Vajradhara, the tantric emanation of Buddha Shakyamuni. The Vajra is a symbol of strength and unity. Vajradhara is kind in three ways: by giving the empowerment to practice the deity yoga of Tantra, giving the oral transmission that remains unbroken from the enlightened one himself, and the oral explanation of the tantric procedures based on his own experience. The white lotus symbolizes the pure nature of the discriminating wisdom of penetrative insight into emptiness. The knowledge of this is symbolized by the book of scripture resting on the lotus, together with the flaming sword of total awareness that cuts through the root of ignorance. The scripture is one of the perfection of wisdom, the Prajnaparamita Sutras. The thousand-spoked wheel signifies the turning of the wheel of truth, the Dharma chakra, the teachings of the Buddha. The three robes stand for the three higher trainings in ethics, meditative stabilization, and discriminating wisdom. And the golden hat of a pandit symbolizes pure morality. Its pointedness stands for penetrative wisdom. A pandit is a master of the five major branches of knowledge: art, medicine, grammar, reasoning, and the inner or Buddhist sciences. The third paragraph: your aggregates, sensory spheres, senses, objects, and your limbs are a mandala complete with the five Buddhas and their consorts, male and female bodhisattvas, and the wrathful protectors. Encircled by a halo of five brilliant colors, my master is seated in full lotus posture, sending forth a network of cloud-like self-emanations to tame the minds of all sentient beings. So meditation of the five Buddhas or conquerors is utilized in tantric practice to purify the five aggregates and to transform the defilements of greed, hatred, self-importance, jealousy, and ignorance into the five wisdoms. The five wisdoms are of emptiness, equality, individuality, accomplishment, and the mirror-like wisdom. And the five colors, the rainbow colors, the red, blue, yellow, green, and white, associated with the five Buddhas. So within his heart sits Avalokiteshvara, a wisdom being with one head and four arms. His upper two hands are placed together. His lower two hands hold a crystal rosary and a white lotus. He is adorned with jeweled ornaments and heavenly raiment. Over his left shoulder, an antelope skin is draped. And cross-legged, he is seated on a silver moon and lotus. The white syllable Hri, a concentration being at his heart, emits brilliant coloured light in all 10 directions. On my master's brow is white Om. Within his throat, a red R. At his heart, a blue Hum. So the wisdom being is the actual implied being in one's visualization of a deity. So initially in visualization, one creates conceptually out of a relaxed but controlled imaginative concentration. This mentally manifested being, this mental creation, eventually merges with the wisdom being when one's vision of the deity becomes non-conceptual. The rosary, the beads on the crystal rosary held by Avalokiteshvara, symbolize sentient beings. The action of turning the beads indicates that he is drawing them out of their misery and cyclic existence and leading them into the state beyond sorrow. And the white lotus symbolizes his pure state of mind. The antelope skin over his shoulder. The antelope is known to be very kind and considerate towards its offspring and is therefore a symbol for enlightened motivation, the cultivation of a kind and compassionate attitude towards others. The moon stands for the method by which one follows the spiritual path and engages in the conduct of the bodhisattvas. The lotus symbolizes the discriminating wisdom of insight into voidness. So from the master's three syllables, the white om, the red ah, and the blue hum, many lights shine out in myriad directions, inviting the three jewels of refuge to dissolve into him, transforming him into the collective essence of the object of refuge. So we begin the extended seven limb prayer. So again, we can recite each verse together and then have a little pause. Prostrating. Your liberating body is fully adorned with all the signs of a Buddha. Your melodious speech, complete with all 60 rhythms, flows without hesitation. Your vast, profound mind, filled with wisdom and compassion, is beyond all conception. I prostrate to the will of these three secret adornments of your body, speech, and mind. So when we prostrate, think that we ourselves are leading all the sentient beings in turning their minds, their hearts towards this great object of refuge. Thinking that sincerely we're seeking guidance and direction. As sentient beings cry out for help, for protection. The ultimate protection being from the disturbing emotions, from all of our delusions that cause all of our outer sufferings. I think that as we're prostrating, there's this great joy in having found a saviour. An offering. Material offerings of my own and of others, the actual objects and those that I visualize, body and wealth and all virtues amassed throughout the three times, I offer to you upon visualized oceans of clouds like Samantabhadra's offerings. So we can think that we offer all of the offerings in the world that are already there, all the riches, wherever there's gold in bank vaults, all the jewels, wherever there's diamonds, wherever there's all the beautiful art, all the flowers, the trees, the fruit crops, all the world's wealth, especially the wealth of the wealthy that doesn't really get to make any merit. It's there, so we can offer it. We can offer our spiritual practice and our sincerity, offering all of the offerings on your own altar, visualized as multitudes of offerings. And offering all of your merit, your good-heartedness. Confessing. My mind being oppressed by the stifling darkness of ignorance, I have done many wrongs against reason and vows. Whatever mistakes I've made in the past, with a deep sense of regret, I pledge never to repeat them, and without reservation, I confess everything to you. So think that you lay down the burden, that you lay bare all of those things that we automatically seek to hide from others. We confess whatever faults, whatever negativities done this week, this year, this life, all previous lives. And what a relief it is to lay down that burden and lay everything bare. Rejoicing. From the depths of my heart, I rejoice in the enlightening deeds of the sublime masters and in the virtuous actions, past, present, and future, performed by myself and all others as well, and by ordinary and exalted beings of the three sacred traditions. to rejoicing in all of the kindness of ordinary beings, of all those, especially the so-called little people that are in the front line of keeping the human race alive at the moment, the cleaners, the nurses and doctors, the first responders, the ambulance drivers, the checkout chicks, all of those that are often of quite low status and yet we rely on their kindness for our very existence. So really rejoicing in all of those, that incredible hard work and bravery, the natural equanimity that the first responders have to help everybody. And all the kindnesses shown by human beings during this time to be able to look out for each other. Then think also of all the kindnesses of our incredible teachers, especially His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Lama Zopa Rinpoche and Geshe Zopa and all of the incredibly kind, wise lamas who are teaching us continuously online, who are continuously doing pujas, who are continuously entreating the holy beings, rejoicing at all of the incredible activities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, who are in essence our root guru, who have continuously been working for sentient beings, regardless of whether we're aware of it or not. Thinking how incredibly fortunate are we that we have even more enlightened beings than sentient beings, all working for our benefit. Then requesting, I request you to awaken every living being from the sleep of ordinary and instinctive defilement with the divine music of the Dharma's pure truth, resounding with the melody of profoundness and peace, and in accordance with the dispositions of your various disciples. So really from the depth of our heart, requesting all of our precious gurus and His Holiness the Dalai Lama to continue to teach, to reveal the Dharma. Without requesting, there's no need for them to be here. And entreating, I entreat you to firmly establish your feet upon the indestructible Vajra throne in the indissoluble state of Evam, until every sentient being gains the calm breath of joy in the state of final realization, unfettered by the extremes of worldliness or tranquil liberation. Entreating our holy gurus to remain, to have a long life, to not abandon us. And dedicating, I dedicate fully my virtuous actions of all the three times so that I may receive continuous care from a master and attain full enlightenment for the benefit of all through accomplishing my prayers, the supreme deed of Samantabhadra. So dedicating that all of our efforts go towards enlightenment, especially our efforts in cleanliness and hygiene and all of the effort we put into staying safe from the coronavirus, may all of those efforts actually keep us safe so that we can become enlightened for the benefit of all. That they're not just a worldly activity that we put so much effort and concern into, but they are the bridge to our enlightened attitude. We dedicate all of the past, present, and future merits of ourselves and others. Then the mandala offering. By the virtue of offering to you, assembly of Buddhas, visualize before me this mandala built on a base resplendent with flowers, saffron water, and incense, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. May all sentient beings share in its boundless effects. This offering I make of a precious jeweled mandala, together with other pure offerings and wealth, and the virtues we've collected throughout the three times with our body, speech, and mind. O my masters, my yidams, and the three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith, accepting these out of your boundless compassion. Send forth to me waves of your inspiring strength. Yidam Guru Rana Mandala Kamniyatayami. So the blessing by the spiritual master. So from the Hri in the heart of Avalokiteshvara, seated in the heart of my venerable master, flow streams of nectar and rays of five colors. These penetrate the crown of your head, flowing through you, eliminating all obstructions, endowing you with both common and exclusive powerful attainments. So as we recite the name mantra, I've put the new name mantra up on the screen. This one that's in the booklet here was the old one from very long ago. And as we recite, then think in particular that we purify our relationship with our Holy Guru. We purify our negative karmic vision that causes us to see him as old or as a human, an ordinary being, or sick or any of those things. Completely purify our karmic vision. And the light and nectar flows from the master of the five colors, the five color wisdoms. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum. Om Aguru Vajradhara Bhaktara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiri Hum Hum.
Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra Savasiddhi Hum Hum. Om Mai Guru Vajradhara Padara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Janashasana Dara Samudra Sri Padra As we continue to recite the name mantra and the rainbow light of the five wisdoms flows through you, think in particular that any broken vows or samaya are completely purified, that it's light and nectar that flows through you, purifying all inner and outer obstacles, purifying our ordinary vision of the Holy Guru. Om Aguru Vajadara Bhattara Manjushri Vagindra Sumati Jana Shasana Dara Samudra Sri Bhadra Savasiddhi Hum Hum.
We continue with the prayer of the graduated path, and as we recite this, then think that the realizations, the meaning of this prayer, flow into us in the form of light, blessing our mind stream, absorbing into us. Bestow on me your blessings to be devoted to my master with the purest thoughts and actions, gaining confidence that you, O compassionate, holy master, are the basis of temporary and everlasting bliss. For you elucidate the true path free from all deception and embody the totality of refuges past number. Bestow on me your blessings to live a life of Dharma, undistracted by illusory preoccupations of this life. For well I know that these leisures and endowments can never be surpassed by countless treasures of vast wealth, and that this precious form once attained cannot endure, for at any moment of time it may easily be destroyed. Bestow on me your blessings to cease actions of non-virtue and accomplish wholesome deeds by being always mindful of the causes and effects from kind and harmful acts, while revering the three precious jewels as the ultimate source of refuge and most trustworthy protection from the unendurable fears of unfortunate rebirth states. Bestow on me your blessings to practice the three higher trainings, motivated by firm renunciation gained from clear comprehension that even the prosperity of the Lord of the Devas is merely a deception, like a siren's alluring spell. Bestow on me your blessings to master the oceans of practice, cultivating immediately the supreme enlightened motivation by reflecting on the predicament of all other sentient beings who have nourished me with kindness from beginningless time and now are tortured while ensnared within one extreme or other, either on the wheel of suffering or in tranquil liberation. Bestow on me your blessings to generate the yoga, combining mental quiescence with penetrative insight, in which the 100,000-fold splendor of voidness, forever free from both extremes, reflects without obstruction in the clear mirror of the immutable meditation. Bestow on me your blessings to observe in strict accordance all the vows and words of honor that form the root of powerful attainments, having entered through the gate of the extremely profound Tantra by the kindness of my all-proficient master. Bestow on me your blessings to attain within this lifetime the blissful great seal of the union of body and wisdom, through severing completely my all-creating karmic energy with wisdom's sharp sword and the non-duality of bliss and voidness. So having made requests in this way for the development in your mind stream of the entire paths of Sutra and Tantra, and thus having done a glance meditation on them, now we recite the six-syllable mantra in connection with the merging of the spiritual master into your heart. So we have a guided meditation here from Lama Geshe. And so refreshing our visualization of the jeweled throne held up by the eight snow lions radiating light. On the throne, the lotus, the cushions of sun and moon, the seated Avalokiteshvara and the aspect of a monk wearing the saffron-coloured robes. Guru Avalokiteshvara's face is white with a red vibration, meaning pink. His face is very loving. His eyes are peaceful. His right hand at his heart in the gesture of giving Dharma, holding the white lotus, resting on its petals, the Prajnaparamita text containing Lord Buddha's teachings on the perfection of wisdom. Standing upright on the text, a sword symbolizing the knowledge, wisdom of all past, present, and future Buddhas. Fire radiates from the tip of the sword, burning up all our negative energy. Guru Avalokiteshvara's left hand is in his lap, palm upward in the Samadhi Mudra, the gesture of contemplation, holding an upright Dharma wheel. He sits in the Vajra position, surrounded by rainbow light, simultaneously in samadhi
and showing the aspect of teaching. Now the radiant light throne absorbs into the lotus. The lotus into the sun and moon seats. They absorb into the body of Guru Avalokiteshvara. Simultaneously, from his crown downward and his feet upward, Guru Avalokiteshvara absorbs into the wisdom being at his heart chakra, which in turn dissolves into radiant light. And this light, the transcendent supreme nature of Guru Avalokiteshvara, comes through your crown, into your central channel, to your heart. Feel complete unity, total oneness. Your entire being and everything else magnetically dissolves into light, integrating into your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Everything gradually becoming smaller and smaller. Atoms, neutrons, and eventually disappearing into empty space. Experience non-duality, non-self entity. As much as possible, stay in that empty space, seeing, contemplating everything with a right view of emptiness. And suddenly, out of infinite space, non-duality, there appears a precious lotus and on it a moon disc. And in the center of the moon, a beam of light, a syllable Hri, appears. Concentrate on that without duality, your consciousness sinking into it. And from the beam of light, infinite rays of light radiate out to all of universal space, magnetically touching all the energy of the universe, all the four elements, transforming everything into radiant light. Experience total unity, a feeling of integrated energy. Your consciousness embraces the entire universe. Then you hear the divine sound of Om Mani Padme Hum coming from space, energizing, stimulating the light to absorb back into the beam at your heart. Your liberated wisdom energy beam of light instantaneously transforms into Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara has one face and four arms, two hands together at the heart signifying total unity, and the other two held aloft, the left holding a crystal rosary and the right a precious lotus. He sits in the Vajra position on sun and moon discs on a white lotus. Over his left shoulder, an antelope skin is draped and everything is made of radiant light. Now your concentration moves from the divine body to the mantra at his heart, which radiates light into your nervous system. The light then goes out into universal space, purifying everything. All the sentient beings going here and there, all the things that grow, the very earth itself. Everything is transformed into blissful wisdom, and all beings become Avalokiteshvara. Wherever you look, everything is in the nature of blissful light energy. Seeing everything in this way completely closes the door to negativity, to jealousy, anger, attachment, and the rest. Everything is in the nature of transcendent wisdom and compassion. With this visualization, we can recite the mantra. So the blissful light, first eliminating all the obstacles and every disease flowing through you, illuminating your whole body, your ordinary body completely dissolved, all your subtle nervous system radiant, filled with light, energized with enlightened energy. All your DNA transformed into the DNA of compassion, of bodhicitta. And not just all diseases and suffering and illness or mental disturbance purified, but the very causes completely purified as well. And as your body becomes clean and clear, sparkling like crystal, radiant with the rainbow of the five wisdoms, your knowledge is expanded with the scriptural and insight teachings of all the Buddhas. You receive the entire blessings of the victorious ones and their sons in the form of this blissful rainbow-colored light. The radiant light again shines forth to cleanse away all the defects from all beings and the environment. So especially those karmically connected to you, one's family, loved ones, one's enemies, all the difficult people, especially those we are responsible for in our day-to-day life, and all of our Dharma brothers and sisters, all of the Sangha that we know and love. All those in our immediate neighborhood, especially those suffering from any illness, mental or physical, including depression or anxiety from finding themselves physically alone, including anyone suffering from coronavirus. All those in our community within Australia. As the light reaches all of those beings, then the environment also transforms, becomes purified, radiant like a pure land. All the harm of the elements completely healed. And then reaching all of the world, all of the human communities, those in cities, those in the country, reaching all the animals, the birds and the insects, all the fish in the sea, all the way down to the bottom of the oceans. Seeing everything in the nature of transcendent wisdom and compassion, radiant with blissful, enlightened energy. All beings become Avalokiteshvara. Om mani padme hum, mani padme hum, mani padme hum, mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum. Then purifying any faults in the recitation with the 100-syllable mantra. Om Vajra Sapa Samaya Mano Kalaya Vajra Sapa Teno Pai Tita Jira Me Pava Sita Kaya Me Pava Sita Kaya Me Pava Samaratu Me Pava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamahansutsa Me Chidam Chiyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Pava Mahatamaya Sapa The dedication verses. In the glorious 100,000-fold radiance of the youthful moon of wholesome practice, from the blue jasmine garden of the victorious treasure mind's method of truth,
May the seeds of explanation and accomplishment germinate and flower across this vast earth. May the ensuing auspiciousness beautify everything until the limit of the universe. By flying high above the three realms, the never-vanishing great jeweled banner of religious and secular rule, laden with millions of virtues and perfect accomplishments, may myriad wishes for benefit and bliss pour down. Having banished afar the dark weight of this era's degeneration across the extent of the earth, a sapphire held by a celestial maiden, may all living creatures overflow with spontaneous gaiety and joy in the significant, encompassing brilliance of happiness and bliss. In short, O Protector, by the power of your affectionate care, may I never be parted from you throughout the rosaries of my lives. May I proceed directly with an ease beyond effort unto the great city of unification, the all-powerful cosmic state itself. We can have the concluding verse so we can gather up all of our dedications, all of those individual dedications and all the other ones in our heart, all the ones that we know, the dedications that people make. We can read the conclusion together. By the force of the immaculate compassion of the victorious ones and their sons, may everything adverse be banished for eternity throughout the universe. May all favourable omens become increasingly auspicious, and may whatever is of virtue in the round of this existence or in tranquil liberation flourish and grow brighter like the new moon waxing full. We have the long life prayers. So this is the new long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama from Lama Zopren Bishe, who said, you know, we've got to change it from the saviour of the land of snows to the saviour of the world. Long life prayer for Lama Zopren Bishe. And long life prayer for all of our holy gurus.
Oi jetsun lame kutser abten che nam kai trin le cho choi gya pa dan lo san tem pe dro me sa soim gi dro we mo sel ta tu ne gyu chi.
And ending with the Mig Sema, which we can sing in the nice, slow, contemplative manner. Chan chan rezi
Sandra, be sharp, lies, or